Hello, you're listening to the Nate Larson Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. As always, I appreciate it. First off, look, this show's a little different. I put together a show. I was at a restaurant the other day, and there was a playlist, and it was all these, you know, mainstream kind of poppy rock songs that I grew up on, and I thought, I'm going to put a show together with some of the songs I heard, and also other songs from the era. So, guys, this is kind of a throwback. First off, we have OMC with How Bizarre.
Brother Bellis on the back, sweet singers on the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash out from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Elephants left town. People jump and jive, and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says, right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby, it's making me crazy,
it's making me crazy.
Every time I look around,
yeah.
Every time I look around,
every time I look around,
every time I look around, it's in my face.
Making me crazy.
Every time I look around,
around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around. It's in my face.
Up next, it's a little drafty outside. Put that sweater on, or better yet, put that cardigans on. This is the Cardigans with Love Fool.
To make it do.
I was extremely young when Jewel hit it big. Her first album was a monster success. I was talking to the label heads that signed her one time at a music conference, and you know, they were very proud of what they accomplished with her. And I remember the time, the PR machine, there was all these stories. She grew up in an igloo. She's from Alaska. She grew up in a van. I don't know. Who knows what's true? All I know is that this is my favorite song of hers, and this is great. This is Jewel with You Were Meant For Me.
I hear the call at 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs and my pancakes too. Got the maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. I wipe the spots up over me, don't leave the keys in the door. I never put a towels on the floor anymore, cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. But it didn't want to talk, so I picked up the paper. It was more bad news, more hearts being broken, more people being used. Put on my coat in the pouring rain. I saw a movie, it just wasn't the same, cause it was happy or I was sad, and it made me miss you oh so bad, cause dreams last for so long. Even after you're gone, I know you love me, and soon you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. I go about my business, doing fine. Besides, what would I say if I had you on the line? Same old story. Brush my teeth, I put the cap back on. I know you hate it when I leave the light on. I pick up a cup and turn the sheets down and take a deep breath and a good look around. Put on my PJs and hop into bed. I'm half alive, but I feel mostly dead. I try and tell myself it'll be alright. I shouldn't think.
This next one is for all the dads out there that like IPAs and barbecuing and talking about their New Balance shoes and talking about how to fix this country. Just kidding. This song is another one of my favorites from the era. And look, if you like bluesy rock and you like somebody playing a mean, mean mouth harp, you're going to like this one. This is Blues Traveler with Runaround.
believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies. And all lot to say I don't mind. And as we see so shall we find. And when it's getting old then I'll still be here. But now without a certain degree of fear, well, what will be for you and me? I still can't see things hopefully. But yeah, why do you wanna give me a run around? Yeah, there's your violet. Speed things up when all it does is a love on me down. Shake me in my confidence, but a great many things. But I've been there, I can see it. Cower like a nervous magician waiting in the wings of a bad play where the heroes are right and nobody thinks or expects too much. And Hollywood's calling for the movie right, singing hey baby let's keep in touch. Hey baby let's keep in touch. But I want more than a touch. I want you to reach me and show me all the things no one else can see. So watch out, they'll be combined as well. And soon if we're lucky we'd be unable.
I don't know who Gwen Stefani's PR person is, who her manager is, who is her wrangler, but they were all fired this week because she put an interview out where she, I kid you not, said she was Japanese, and I don't know. I really don't know. Sometimes I don't know. This one I really don't know, but let's remember her pre-Japanese days, her Orange County days. This is No Doubt with Just a Girl.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. 'Cause I'm just a girl.
Coming up next on the show, we have the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with The Impression That I Get. To be a show on VH1, I think it's still on VH1 or VH1 Classic or VH1 3 or whatever. If not, I'm sure it's on YouTube. But it was kind of a behind the music style show. I think it was called like Behind the Album or whatever or something like that. It wasn't called Behind the Album whatever or something like that. It was called like Behind the Album, you know what I mean? And it was really cool. They would go into these, how they recorded these albums with the engineers, with the artists, and I'm a sucker for stuff like that. And they talk about Nirvana's Nevermind on one of the episodes, which I found really fascinating. And I also love the fact that they basically, when you get down to brass tacks, the reason it was so successful, besides obviously the songwriting and the musicians and everything, is the engineer mixed this album like a pop album. So the hooks shine through, the vocals shine through. I love that. I think it's great, and it worked, you know? So this is Nirvana with Come As You Are.
As a friend, as a friend.
Now, look, you don't have to be Dr. Umar Johnson or a self-help person to dish out the advice. Sometimes the best answer is the simplest one. And guys, ladies, sometimes ladies do wrong. It's not all the time. It happens on rare occasions. Guys, we do wrong a lot, okay? Whatever. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is this. Sometimes you don't have to have a big monologue like you're in an acting class to get through to your partner. You just play a song like this, Stay by Lisa Loeb, and say, listen, baby girl, playboy, whatever you call your boo thing. You say, hey, I want you to stay. And sometimes that's all you gotta say. So in honor of that, this is Lisa Loeb. Put it in your ear holes. Man, this next song was huge when it came out. I remember. And it's still big. I hadn't heard it in years. And I was at the pizzeria. And what do I know? They were playing this song. And I thought, I got to play that on the show. So this is Third Eye Blind with Jumper.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lives that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand. The angry boy appeared too insane, icing over a secret.
Coming up next on the show, we have one of my favorite Canadians. This is Alanis Morissette with You Oughta Know.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave to me, babe, was a baby for the making enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me? Hope we won't tell you.
thought you should know. Did you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity? I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. There was a slap in the face. How quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when you fuck her? Cause the love that you gave, that you made, was a name of a name. Get enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, but you know how you told me you'd hold her until you died. Until you died, but you're still alive. And I'm here to remind.
You know, whether we go all the way back to the Beatles or even more recently like Metallica or these groups that have these rock songs with orchestration, I really am a sucker for that. I think that's such a great sound. This is one of the best examples of that. This is the Goo Goo Dolls with Iris.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be. And I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna. And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. Tears that ain't coming. All the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. I just want you to know.
Lastly on the show, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Lisa Marie Presley's passing. It's very sad. I was always a fan of her and her keeping her family's legacy alive and, you know, her being honest about her relationship with Michael Jackson and how she still loved him. And, you know, I thought she was a really fascinating person, and it's a shame she's gone too soon. So I wanted to play one of my favorite songs of hers. This is a duet with her dad. This is In the Ghetto. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next Monday. Have a great week and stay safe.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries,
'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
My people, don't you understand? The child needs a happy man. He's gonna be an angry old man someday. But take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns.
Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with the red nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries.
Let his mama cry.
As the crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies,
as her young man dies,
on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
And his mama cries.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.